Hello, Nick Streamers. Today's review, I'm going to give you the good, the bad, and the interesting on the new Prime, Amazon Prime actually, new original show called Lore. Let's get into it. All right, guys. Today, it's pretty interesting because I just got finished binging season 1 and 2 of the new show on Amazon Prime called Lore. It's actually some original programming that they're trying to do. Just like with Netflix and with Hulu, they're bringing their original game to the forefront. So they have an offering called Lore, and it's pretty amazing. Now, it's a cross between a documentary and kind of a creepy but so interesting kind of tale. I love it. So what basically is it's about, I'll just give you a brief synopsis before I get into the good, the bad, and the interesting on it. It is basically a series of stories that actually really happen or have some foot in the real world, and they're actually taking it because lore, it's like tales that have been passed down from generations, stuff like that, that they are pulling, doing the investigation to see what really happened there, and then making it into a show. Basically, the first season is narrated mostly by this guy, and then the second season is more of a played out sort of actors, which is super amazing. So let's get into the good. All right, so the good, I'm really impressed, Netflix, I'm sorry, you have some competition, because this series, what they're kind of trying to do here is they're really stepping it up. Now, season one was kind of more, these things really happen and I'm going to kind of narrate, and they had some sort of animation here and there. Then they had some actors kind of playing it out to sum it up. So it was kind of narration, animation, and some real actors going on in season one. But season two, they definitely stepped their game up, and it really is like alive, actors and period dress and period pieces. It is amazing what they did with season two. So definitely a good thing is how they are beefing up their original programming. With season two, I was really impressed. So there's certain stories that, were still in the good, that stood out more to me, which were Elizabeth Bathory, which she is like the most known serial killer like that ever lived to our knowledge. I mean, some freaky stuff has happened back in the day before internet and TV and phones at this point. This was, centuries actually ago when this happened, but it did happen, and she was kind of royalty, and her husband actually was a great warrior and royal, and then, he killed a lot of people. And then at Bloodlust, she also shared. So what she did, if you're not familiar with Elizabeth Bathory, if you have not heard of her, please put it in YouTube here, Google, and you will find out how much, wow. And so Lore really put what she did, meaning, and I'm going to go dark here, she executed a lot of her servant girls. She actually pulled a lot of peasants out of the countryside and slaughtered them. That's what she did. But then she messed up because she was so obsessive about her beauty and losing her beauty as she was aging, because she was once very beautiful, that she took extreme measures like bathing in the servant girl's blood, eating their flesh, all different types of things. They say Dracula was actually based on Vlad the Impaler, but her MO was just as brutal, if not more, because she was actually getting her servants to torture these girls too. Wow. So the good, we're still on the good, how they went in depth about the story and the period pieces, the castle, the different players. You'll see some familiar faces. Actually, one actress is from another series that I'm actually going to cover on here that was super good, and it's called Harlots. So stay tuned for that. I'll make a video for that in just a sec. But the way they did the Elizabeth Bathory one, amazing. I was impressed with that. They also did another one. This is season two, actually, because I do believe it's better than season two. Also a good one that I really enjoyed was about the body snatchers that really happened, about people, how they were grave robbing to basically sell to universities for medical kind of theater study going on. But they would get more money for more pristine specimens. So they just started to kill people and then bring them over to, this actually happened in Scotland. True story. And side note, America's first serial killer was H.H. Holmes. And I saw a documentary about that. Definitely I can do one on that. If you want to see it, leave comments below. That he was actually he was murdering also for different reasons. But some of those people that he murdered actually went to universities so they could, he would actually take the skin off the skeletons and sell the actual skeleton to the university. But the body snatchers that are being talked about in lore were actually killing them and then taking the whole specimen there so they can actually dissect it in front of everyone. But there's a couple of more episodes that I really did enjoy, but you definitely want to check out season one and season two. It definitely is a recommendation. Now let's get into some bad. Because I do the good, you know, guys, I do the good, but I also do the bad. So bad, I gotta say, some of the stories weren't better than others, I guess, because it's steeped in what really happened. They had to piece it together the best way they could. But it was one story kind of about a killer in Germany between the world wars that was living actually in a house and was murdering people in the house, and they didn't even know the guy was there. Like that was insane. But it was a little slow and draggy, and kind of, you know, you kind of saw it coming. So the acting in that one wasn't the best, but the one about Elizabeth Bathory kind of made up for that. So it's it does drag a little bit at times, and you can still see that they're not up to, obviously, Netflix production qualities. You definitely can see that if you're looking at a series from Netflix compared to the Amazon Prime original content. But they went more documentary sort of feel, but not the like real footage. They kind of did the actors to recreate the footage. So I give, you know, it's not really bad, but they definitely need some more work as far as their production to keep up with Netflix. Even Hulu is doing some good stuff over there, so they better, you know, Amazon's almost the biggest company on the planet. So when it comes to their streaming, original program streaming, they definitely can kick it up a notch there. The interesting thing I found out about this whole series, season one and two, is how much weird stuff happened back in the day that I knew about some, like Elizabeth. Yeah, I love, you know, horror films and history. I'm a history buff, so I love that, the way they did it. But a lot of that stuff I didn't even realize they were really doing back then. So the interesting thing to me is learning about how much crazy stuff was going on back there, back then, throughout time. And there's also one about witches that is really intriguing and really interesting. Just the episode itself is really interesting as far as the information. So interesting to me would be the information as a whole, how interesting it was that, you know, I learned so much. So the show itself is interesting. So there you go. Anyway, guys, make sure you hit the notification bell and subscribe. And remember to keep streaming. Until next time.